You are the risen King. You are Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are our risen King. You are our Savior. You are the one that brings life. You're the one that brings sense when life seems to make no sense. You're the one that gives us wisdom, Lord, when we don't know direction or where to go, Lord. You bring that. We thank you for that, Lord, that you are our risen King. You are our guide, Lord. We seek your face today. We seek your face, Lord. Thank you for your word being released in your people. God, I pray that as individuals have stepped out in faith today, Lord, that you would just increase your word in their life. Increase their ability to hear you and speak what they hear. Father, we know, God, that we're a body of believers. It's not just one. It's not just a few. Lord, we're a body. And God, that you have set this body here to in place as it is, so that every member, every joint, every individual can supply into each other's needs. So Father, I pray that there would continue to be a release of your prophetic voice, your prophetic word among us, your rhema word, Lord, that we need in this day, in this hour. We thank you, Lord, for what we've received today. But God, we ask, Lord, that the next time we meet, the next time we gather ourselves together, Lord, next time we're by ourselves, that you would continue to speak to our hearts, continue to guide us. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right? Great job, team. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, can we have the children come up? And what? Oh, and the leaders as well from yesterday's Transform for Impact. Our youth had their Transform yesterday, and there's going to be a few testimonies, I'm sure. But children, come on up. You have something planned for you today. Praise the Lord. They're making their way. Slowly but surely. Youth, you're coming up. Impact, they don't understand. And the leaders. Come on, guys. Come on, youth. Go ahead and stand over here or stand up on the stage, wherever you want to go. Praise the Lord. Are they coming up now, Josh? Are they making it? Are they doing it? Few are still holding out. Come on, guys. You don't have to preach or anything like that, unless you want to. Praise the Lord. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your children. God, that are being touched by you, Lord, that are experiencing your presence, experiencing, Lord, your touch in their lives. I pray, God, you would bless them all today as they go to class. Speak to them, lead them, and guide them. Let them know, Lord, that today is the day to serve you. Not when they grow up, today, that you want to use them for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Oh, there was some behind here. Praise the Lord. I didn't see them. Oops.
Hello. How you doing? That's what I do. Good morning. They're all scared. They're like shaking without dancing. You guys want to do some jumping jacks?
Do it.
Woo! Well, here's what I want to do. The reason I have, we had that thing yesterday, transformation. We had a good time. And the reason I brought the leaders up is because I think I'd like a couple of them to share a little something, too. They didn't know this, but what time you got to leave, David? Oh, we're good. Okay. So I like to start with the leaders, I think, and just allow them to come up and just really kind of share in their heart what the Lord, you know, spoke to them and how they interacted with the kid, the students, and the overall experience. And why don't we have Glennard come up first? Glennard, sorry. If you don't like that one, do it again. Do you like it?
Glenzo. Yeah. I was telling the kids, the students, excuse me. I'm a kid too, so it doesn't matter. I was telling them how many nicknames I've had in my lifetime, because I don't know. Yeah, Glennard, Glenzo, Glenosaurus. I don't know. Maybe I just made that up. But I like Glenosaurus, so feel free to use that one. Yesterday, it was a good day. It really was.
What session did you share on?
I shared on the Holy Spirit, which began, we started worshiping, and there was some time, just quiet time, and I feel like the Holy Spirit really kind of busted out. And I know I was getting stirred up inside. And before that, I mean all day, when Sarah spoke on the cross, there was some laminin? Is that what it's called? Laminin? Yeah, that was pretty intense there. I don't know if you guys have heard of laminin, but look it up. If you have not, it's the tie that binds, shall we say. But it was amazing interacting with all the students. I mean, at the beginning of the day, there's, of course, a lot of apprehension and tired kids that stayed up too late, parents. And I'm not judging. But there were some leaders that stayed up too late too. So, but it was great because by the end of the day, I mean, God was moving and people were touched, and that's what we're here for.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, and much like I'm sure you adults have experienced, we just rolled with it. We didn't try to make it something that, you know, in a box or had to be a certain way. We just had fun with it and had a good time. So you guys need to behave and listen to your parents while you're up here, or I'm going to have to thump you, okay? And you know who I'm talking about, too, even though I'm not looking at you, wherever you are. Okay, so next, Sarah. Sarah shared on the cross. And yeah.
Yes. So I shared on the cross, and I said after the women's transformed, like after I spoke, I'm like, gosh, it's like they all just stare at you. There's like, you never know if you're actually touching people. And then a bunch of people were like, oh, the cross. I'm like, really? I had no idea. But with the youth, it was to a farther degree than that, because I'm like, okay, they're asleep. I don't think they're even there. And then all of a sudden afterwards, they're like, oh, that touched me. I'm like, you were sleeping. I'm glad that it touched you. I was very surprised. But I was really, really glad that Stephen and I got to participate in the Youth Transformed, because we haven't been a part of a youth ministry in a long time. So it was really cool to speak and spend time with them. And I got to have a really good talk with Amaris, who's hiding. And if anything, like for me, that was really, Amaris probably doesn't know. I don't want to cry. But that was really good for me. I had a really good talk with her, and I appreciated her opening up with me. So that was my favorite part of Transformed. But
what do you want to say?
Say good morning,
come on,
everybody.
Come on.
She's like.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Dude, yeah.
Okay. Woo! Well, I invited myself to Youth Transformed. But it was excellent and very beneficial for me. I just feel hungry, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go. Glenn's going. I'm going to take the baby, and we're heading on. So, I actually did feel like I got to help lead, and we did the small group and got to really chat. And it really took me back to where I was when I was a youth. Well, I'm, again, still a youth, but and how much, like, really the transition of being a youth and even up into your 20s, of course, but how much pain and tearing can happen and scarring and just a huge time that God can work in and work through. But sometimes it really does take some time to be working in that. And but what God has done in my life and how he's changed me and worked through me. And I know that God has a plan for each one of you guys. I mean, you're so special, individual, beautiful creatures that God's created for a purpose, you know, and that is so cool. We talked about, the laminin thing, how God is the ultimate scientist, you know, mathematician, artist, creator of the world. And it's so cool. I mean, we look outside and the flowers are blooming and things are growing and changing. And the most beautiful thing that we could create, God has created each one of us. All of us, all the things around us, and that is just so amazing, and I hope that you guys got that. So it was really, I feel like I got a lot out of transformed from these babes, I'll say. So anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
Want to talk?
No. Oh, okay. Just wondering.
Yeah. Youth is so much different than a men's transformed. It's, like Sarah said, they're way more reserved and they're kind of nervous. Like Glenn said at first, there's a lot of apprehension. But this is the next generation that's coming up behind all of us. And it is all of our responsibility to invest into each and every one of them. And that was probably the best part for me, just taking the personal time one-on-one with them and with Michael and just connecting your heart to them and really just ministering to them because, I mean, you don't want them to do the things that you did, or you don't want them to finally at, you know, 12 years, 15 years later, figure it out and be like, oh man, that's what they were talking about. No, you want to raise them up in the way they should be going so that when they're our age, they're going to be on fire. And I say our age like I'm old. I'm not old. Ken. I just like giving Ken a bad time. It's really funny. Anyhow, and it keeps me from crying. What?
No, your age.
I love you, Ken. You know that. But really, investing in them and seeing them, really, their hearts connect with the Lord was really awesome for me. And, yeah.
So yesterday at Transformed, I got the opportunity to teach on forgiveness again, which a couple weeks ago I thought, I don't know anything about forgiveness. And I was, I've never really been challenged to extend forgiveness to, you know, many people for serious things. So when it was, you know, we spoke about, you know, the sessions that we were doing and forgiveness was the one I was doing again. And I was kind of like, oh, man. I'm going to go over the same things. Like, this is going to be weird. Like, I was looking forward to getting more revelation from the Lord just to share and to teach on. And I spent a few days out of town in Portland this week. And on the drive back, it was like a few hours, I, you know, left the radio off and the only time I actually had noise in the car, like, not noise, but I, the only time I wasn't speaking with the Lord and praying was when I was talking to Tanya. And yeah, I had to, I caught myself. But when we, I was just silent, just praying, waiting on the Lord, just asking for a new revelation, like new words that, that the students, you know, needed, not, you know, what was given to me before. And I mean, the Lord just came through in such a big way that, like, I, you know, talked to Glenn afterwards. And I was like, dude, yeah, you know, and I was like, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, you know, the same. He was like, dude, it was like nothing like the same. And I was just like, holy cow, like, this is so weird. I mean, God is so good. Like, he is so, like, endless. Like, you have, he's like the ultimate resource for everything. Like, you need words, you can just pray and, I mean, ask the Lord and just, you know, listen. Don't forget to listen. That's a big thing. And yesterday, getting a chance to, you know, share with the students, I know, you know, that sometimes you can't tell things are going on, but you can't judge things naturally. And that's, I mean, the biggest thing that a couple transforms ago, like, I think it was the last one or the one before that I shared with the kids, I spoke on obedience, and I was like, well, you know, I don't know about teaching on obedience to teenagers. I mean, I really took the lesson, like, for what I saw, and it was like, I just was like, ugh, this is horrible, it's a flop. But, I mean, you can't do that, even though, you know, some of the students may, you know, not want to, you know, be responsive or hear what you're saying. Keep speaking that life into them. Don't let that affect you, because their spirits are hungry and they need to be fed too, just as much as we do. So that was just something that the Lord kind of revealed to me as I was going and going, and I just couldn't, you know, help myself, and I just kept talking and showed a video, and I was like, I don't think I'm done yet, but this is the video. And then I had more to share, and I was just like, the Lord was just so good, and the visual that Sarah gave on the cross was just amazing. Like, picturing him carrying his cross, like, beaten, you know, like, beyond recognition, and somebody asking him, you know, if he wanted, like pain medicine, like wine with myrrh, and him looking at us and saying no. Like, and that was just, like, something that, Sarah, wherever you are, that was something that touched me, like, crazy. I was, I had my eyes closed, and then they just started watering. I was like, wow, like, that's what he did for me and for each and every one of us. So we can't hold back when it comes time to pouring life into others, and especially, you know, the students. So it was a good transform.
So I got to teach on Are You Hungry again, and it was really a blessing, because I'm up there and I've got all my notes in front of me, and, you know, I just start going off and just pouring my heart out to the youth and, you know, sharing my experiences. And it was different from when I spoke at the Women's Transformed, so that was a blessing from the Lord, because, you know, I just started talking and going off on, you know, and sharing my heart. And but my favorite part was, like Stephen said, getting to minister one-on-one to the students. And Deja and Katie opened up to me, and that was really wonderful. And I just want to tell you guys that that meant so much to me. And for any of you guys, any guys or girls, you can come to me or any of the leaders, and we are here for you with anything. So I love you guys.
All right, so what I did is I just bought all of you guys time, okay? So you better know what you're saying now. I just bought it, okay? So, Michael, he says he has a really long speech to give. So get out your notebooks, your pens, pencils. It's a speech. Come on, he's 11-teen. How old are you? 12-teen. This is Michael. He's.
When I came to Transformed yesterday, I was like, I can't wait for this day to get over. I don't want to be here. And then as the day went on, I was like, wow, the Lord really wanted me here today. So, when people were getting prayed for, I was just staring and like, I want to go up there, but I don't want to look like an idiot. So Then Stephen came over to me, and he asked me if anything was on my mind. And I didn't really say anything. I just sat there in tears. But he kind of talked to me. I didn't say anything. And I wanted to say something, but I didn't. And
still didn't say anything.
Yeah. But
yeah, say it now. I'm just teasing him. I don't know.
His session was on Chains Be Broken. Yeah, and he used me as an example, and like for the past year, maybe 6 months, I don't know, I've had some problems in life, like addictions, curses, and just problems in life. And now I've prayed about it, and I feel a lot better.
One thing I have learned is that when these young men and women talk, we need to listen. Okay? When they talk, we need to listen. Proud of you. I say you're one of my heroes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yesterday, David's and Stephen's session, David spoke on forgiveness, and David spoke on, Stephen spoke on, Chains Be Broken, and so for those of you who don't know me, my parents divorced when I was 3. And I haven't had a good relationship with my dad since then. And that's been hard. But recently, last Sunday, I lost a friend from back home in Goldendale in an accident, and he left behind a wife and 2 kids. And I couldn't imagine telling my little girls that they're never going to see their dad again and never going to have a husband. But no matter how hard life gets, I know that I'm good enough for Jesus and that I'm a princess of a heavenly king. And he has the perfect prince for me, and I just have to believe in him.
Amen. Come on. Might as well get the tears out now.
Okay. Hi. My name is Katie. Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. I don't really know what I'm going to say, but, like, I don't know. I guess yesterday it was pretty fun, you know, hanging out with all these people, you know, the youth. It was a good day, and then we just got closer to God during all the sessions. We actually, like, I don't know, I opened up and actually received what God wanted me to receive yesterday, and I think the one that touched me the most was forgiveness. David, because he was saying when you don't forgive somebody, then it's like putting a block from your love that you're supposed to be giving to that person, and it just keeps building up and up and up, and you just need to forgive them for anything that they've done to you, because that's what they need, like that's what you need to do. It's holding you back from the love that you need to give them, that God's told us that we need to like give everybody love, but when you can't forgive somebody, you can't love them right. So, and then, like, I don't know, I just, you know, yeah, that one, yeah, like made me cry. David, you did really good on that session. And then, yeah, and then the power of the cross that Sarah spoke on, that was powerful, how she was saying that, you know, the cross is, it represents a lot of things, different things to other people. And we just have to remember that, like, God died for me and you and all our sins. And that, you know, like, that's what holds us together. You know, like, when you think of Christians, what do you think of? You think of, like, the cross, Jesus dying, Christ. And I don't know, that was powerful, too. And, like, yeah, it was just a good time with all these people. And, like, yeah, it was good.
It was good. It was good, and you guys all rock tremendously. You know, somebody had said a few minutes ago about, you know, they're not exactly outgoing, at least when it comes to this. Like, if we could have, like, a video game or something that would, like, download all of the information of the word and everything, it'd be, like, crazy. But we don't, and but yet we don't look with our natural eyes. We look with eyes of faith, and just the fact that you guys were here yesterday, that alone says a lot. You know, that really does. That in itself says a lot. And I know getting up here and saying things to people and the microphones and stuff is nerve-wracking and all that. But if you listen to what's coming out of their mouth, it's transformation. It's the power of God working through these young men and women who, as Stephen said, are the ones coming up right after us. So, amen. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Here's Melissa.
Oh boy. Now, I was seriously about to yell at Josh there. I've been thinking all morning about what I was going to say, but after hearing Allison, I know exactly what I wanted to talk about. When I was 7 months old, both my parents just totally abandoned me. So I've been living with different family members throughout my whole life, but I've never really known what it's like to have a family. And that's been hard, and that's, I think, I just always strive to have that. I've always strived to have that mom and dad figure, and it's always been really hard. And I just wanted to belong to something. And I remember that first moment going through, like, the cross and everything else, just remembering what it was like meeting Christ and knowing what, and just remembering that I've just belonged to something now. And since then, he's just blessed me with all the families here in the church. And I don't know, it wasn't until started hanging out with the Montgomerys and everything, I found out what it was like to have a dad. Josh, you mean that much to me. Thank you. I don't really know what else to say. And I always had trouble, like, just feeling like it was worth it, like I was worth it and everything. But I know Christ accepts me, and that's enough.
God is good, my friends. God is good.
I think that yesterday was, at first I wasn't like super excited to go because I didn't really, the last time that we had Transform when I went, I didn't feel totally connected with everyone. And I think that this time that really changed because I opened up to a lot of different people. And we were talking about chains be broken, and I was thinking about some of my friends who are having issues in their life with their families, and that was just something that has been really put a big weight on me since I feel like I'm partly responsible for it, for having them and helping them to get better. And so I told all of my problems to Tanya, and she helped me, and she comforted me, and she prayed for me, and she made me feel like it really wasn't my fault. I just wanted to thank you for that. I love you so much.
like we need a big hug, like all of us right now. Come on. Anybody else? No? No way? I won't repeat that. Yeah? I get it. It's all good. You guys rock. Even, yeah. I get it. It's not the most favoritist thing to stand up here and talk, but I'm very proud of all of you. Even those of you who didn't want to come up, I'm very proud. And we had a great time yesterday, and at the root of it all was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At the root of it all and every good thing that is taking place on this planet is our Lord. Through Holy Spirit, thanks to Jesus Christ, it's the triune God. And I thank the Lord. I'm excited for the testimonies from the leaders and especially for all you young ones that, you know, even if you're not jumping around saying, oh, God's changed me, it's, you know, it's very clear that you guys, you know, that you came and you were touched and appreciate it a lot. What I think would be cool to do is for all of us to come up here and just kind of, are you preaching? Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking is if we could all just come up to the front and just in agreement for what God's done in each of the weeks and everybody, even if you didn't go, it doesn't matter. Just I'm asking that all of us brothers and sisters in Christ would gather around in agreement of what God's doing in support of one another, and that we just have a prayer together and just to solidify what the Lord has not just done in these young ones, but in all of us. All we're doing is we're just together, we're growing, we are emulating what God has set as an example through the word in the book of Acts is of being a family first. We're a family first with God as our Father, Jesus as the one we're to imitate, and Holy Spirit as the one who moves in and through us and provides the promptings and the opportunities. And so together we can agree that what we're doing is what God is calling us to do. It's eternal. We're not just here to hang out and hope and this and that. We're here to have a good time. We're here to edify one another. And we're here because God has called us to be here. And that each one of us has issues in life. Anybody get through life without issues? Raise your hand. No. But we can all get through life with our Lord. Amen. Amen. So, Father, I just pray right now, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, your glorious anointing on every person in this place, every person that can hear my voice, every person in this building, Father, that you, Lord, have called us for great and mighty purposes that are much greater than we could ever think or imagine, Lord. That you, Father, are at the root of every good thing in our lives, Lord. And we gather here this day to celebrate you. We gather here to celebrate the victory over the enemy. We gather here to celebrate your awesome glory in and through each one of our lives, Lord, that literally the kingdom of heaven resides within our hearts, God, and that you have allowed us, you have given us the privilege and the honor to release it wherever we go, Father. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet, Father. Let it guide us. Let it solidify who we are in you, from the youngest in this room to the oldest in this room. Father, let your glory, your residence be in each one of us this day, Father. We thank you for victory. We thank you for your joy. We pray that you at least release the prophetic voice in your body, and not just for gatherings, but for all around. Every time we're walking to the store, when we're out and about at the pool, or maybe in Vegas, just saying, maybe, Father, whatever we're doing, wherever we're at, Father, that we would release that encouragement, that joy, that strength, that love, and that hope, God, that you placed in us, Father. Miracles, God, we release it in Jesus' name, Father. Miracles, Father. Tongues and interpretation of tongues, we release it, God. Father, we release your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We release healing in the name of Jesus Christ. We release discernment in the name of Jesus Christ. We release wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. And for everybody that agrees, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So,
can you play some music?
Some music? So, hang on a sec. It's what I was going to say. Go ahead. Hang on a sec. But it's calming. I would have liked to have had it during the prayer. I probably would have prayed longer.
Oh, really?
Praise the Lord. Yes, to solidify and I guess to seal and to maybe just put a period or exclamation point on what Josh said is that...
Not
a question mark by any means. Is that we cannot ever look so well what you guys experience because it is very sometimes difficult to see something happening in the hearts. But... And because of their outer expressions of the youth. But that does not, even Tim shared some things with me that he learned and got, even though, you know, some appeared that he wasn't getting anything at all, you know. So it does not matter what's looks like on the outside. And you guys have to know that with your family members and with yourself. Because some of you, maybe after 2 weeks, have said, well, I don't feel that anymore. Who cares about what you feel? You know? Really? It's wonderful to feel the presence of God and to have Holy Ghost shivers. That's great. But the truth is that Jesus Christ is the Word and that His Word stands true. And if you have been saved, then really you are transformed. We're just letting the work progress every time we get together. Sundays, transformed, Bible studies. But you guys know that you have to know that God is at work in your life. Whether you see it or not, He's at work in your life. He's working while you're waiting, right? Some of you have really learned that principle. I just want to really quickly remind you guys about next Sunday, the 12th, at 9:15 a.m. Pastor Gay and I were down there this morning ready to do the class. And I know many of you would have been there had you known about it. Because... if you had the reminder. But next Sunday, we're going to start the Essentials of Faith. Anybody who wants to come, you don't have to be like a brand new baby in Christ. It's going to be a great time of teaching and training, and so it's going to be good. Then I also want to mention on the 7th at Le Chateau, this is going to be a profound healing service. This has been on Dennis's heart for years, and he's just really sensing that God's got 200 people that he wants to touch with healing this coming Tuesday night at Le Chateau at 7 p.m. And so he has some flyers. If you have any questions, you can see Dennis, and maybe he's already handed them out to you. But go and let the miracle work of God be used through you this week. You know, because you are the kingdom of God. It's not just about being in the kingdom of God and experience. You are the kingdom of God here today. And when you go to places, you are that kingdom. And you let that light shine. And you let the glory of God that's inside of you live and be expressed. And people will come. People will be drawn to that light. We are His burning ones today. We are that burning bush. And go and burn bright for God. God bless you all. Youth, thanks for coming up and standing on the stage at least. That's great. Thank you, leaders, for sharing your life with them. Praise God. Love you all.